You remember that show, The Apprentice? It starred New York City rich guy Donald Trump. That was a show. Sam B was on Full Frontal. She said, "Do not tell Trump that he can say anything he wants about race. Not only will it be wrong and deeply offensive, but Mark Burnett will have to spend hours erasing the tapes." Yeah, we haven't seen The Apprentice in a long time, huh? The late night guys got in on Stand Back and Stand By. Trevor Noah said, "Wow, there you have it, folks. Trump had an opportunity to be like, white supremacist, I don't F with you. Instead, he's like, stand by, guys. I never know when I'm going to need you." Sam B says, "Stand back and stand by is a horrifying thing to say to a group of white supremacists, even more horrifying than when Trump yells it out to the Secret Service as he's waging war on the Air Force One bathroom." Not even sure what that joke means. Trevor Noah, "Like, no president should ever have to be pressured this hard into condemning white supremacists. It's the easiest thing. Trump did it so grudgingly. He was like one of those guys who refuses to make real apologies." He did a Trump impression, said, "What, I'm supposed to apologize for tailgating at your dad's funeral? Fine, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you were unable to have a good time." Fallon, "Yeah, it's not good when you ask the president if he'll condemn white supremacy and the Jeopardy music starts playing in his head and he thinks it's over." Colbert, "That's not denouncing. That's troubling. That's like when the debate moderator asked Nixon to denounce psychotic thrill cults and he said, 'Manson family, stand back and stand by. Have you seen the little piggies crawling in the air? Helter skelter, helter skelter.'" A sidebar for a second. So I don't do a Trump impression. I don't do Nixon. I don't do really anybody. But I've noticed as I read these every day, if you do in your head, you can pretty much read anything in a half-assed Jeff Foxworthy and it'll work. As an example, that last joke I just did. "That's not denouncing. That's troubling. That's like when the debate moderator asked Nixon to denounce psychotic thrill cuts and he said, 'Manson family, stand back and stand by. Have you seen these little piggies crawling in the dirt? Helter skelter, helter skelter.'" Colbert, the president's choice of words was so inspiring to those racist numbskulls that today the Proud Boys started selling merch with their new catchphrase. "A good indication that you didn't properly denounce someone is when they make your denunciation their new slogan. That's why Joe McCarthy never wore a t-shirt that said, 'At long last, sir, have you no decency.'" So let me test Jeff Foxworthy theory again. But before I do, let me just point out, I'm just doing a Jeff Foxworthy voice. I'm not saying Jeff Foxworthy supports the Proud Boys or Jeff Foxworthy supports white supremacism, quite the opposite. So no. I'm just doing a Jeff Foxworthy reading any jokes at all. And it happens to be top of mind today. And this happens to be the subject matter. Are we clear? I'm not suggesting anything. Are we clear? Okay, cool. But that last joke would totally work in a Foxworthy voice. "A good indication that you didn't properly denounce someone is when they make your denunciation their new slogan. That's why Joe McCarthy never wore a t-shirt that said, 'At long last, sir, have you no decency.'" I'll stop. Trevor Noah, and by the way, you know that you've truly botched your condemnation of a hate group when that hate group says, "Thanks for the endorsement." Trevor, "I would be careful if I were the Proud Boys, though, because if there's one thing we know about Donald Trump, it's that once he invests in you, you have about 5 years until you go bankrupt." I want to clap for that joke. That is strong. Trevor, "The only thing he avoids more than condemning white supremacists is paying taxes." That's a layup joke, but it's good. James Corden, "Trump wouldn't condemn white supremacy groups even when they pressed him. I mean, for a guy on his third marriage, I didn't expect him to be this loyal." Chris Rock, "I told you we'd talk about him a lot this week. Why? He's hosting Saturday Night Live, and he was on Ellen promoting Fargo." Chris is having a big week. He's on Fargo, which is what he's really promoting, which is why he's on Saturday Night Live, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, he was on Ellen. Listen to this. He was talking about doing the Chappelle's shows in the park, and he said, "Hey, Ellen, I was trying to be nice because your show's on in the daytime, but we do lots of drugs, not the hard stuff. We're like before Coke. There's a lot of weed. There's way more weed than anyone should ever have. And there's a lot of mushrooms." Rock told Ellen that he hired a weed slash mushroom chef who prepared amazing meals with both drugs in them for Chappelle and his guests and crew. You can read all about this on Vulture if you don't believe me. Unexpectedly, this led to Chris Rock revealing the real reason, allegedly, that Tiffany Haddish cut off all her hair in July. Rock said Tiffany Haddish drank the mushroom tea and cut her hair the next day. And then Rock laughed. He said, "I know she likes to act like, oh, Common told me that he loved me with no hair. No, no, no. It was the mushroom tea talking." Ellen asked Chris if all the comedians were partaking in the tea, and he responded with pretty solid advice for anyone looking to give mushroom tea a shot right now. He said, "We're in a cornfield in a pandemic. What do you got to lose? What are you waiting for? We're in a cornfield in a pandemic. What do you got to lose? What are you waiting for?" See? From the laugh button, Weird Al watched the debates, and he is not going to let TikTok beat himself at his own game. So he released a new video. It's called We're All Doomed. It is auto-tuned stuff from the debate and Weird Al doing his thing. You can check that out. We're All Doomed by Weird Al, wherever you get your internet videos. Here's an interesting note. It was in the Hollywood Reporter's daily email that I subscribed to. So I got this around 10 a.m. on Thursday. And it said, Ben Stiller, Lily James, and Stephen Merchant are in advanced talks to star in Doug Liman's pandemic-themed heist movie Lockdown. And I'm like, that sounds like a great title and a great premise. And I really like Stephen Merchant. Ben Stiller does his thing. And I don't even know who Lily James is because I'm old. And I was like, oh, let me click the link. But the link failed. So I don't know if that's just bad interneting or they weren't supposed to tell us about this movie or I don't know, but I am way too busy this week to go investigate Ben Stiller, Lily James, and Stephen Merchant possibly starring in Lockdown. Do you have the Oprah Winfrey Network? You probably do on your cable system there. I know you were like, hey, how come they don't have any cartoons on OWN? Well, good news, this from the grapevine. OWN is creating animated comedy shorts. Yay! Sincerely, Camille follows a trio of women, Camille, Stacey, and Sarah, navigating life, work, and relationships in the throes of the 2020 presidential election cycle. This could get dated very quickly, OWN people. I'm just warning you. Three friends, three different viewpoints, three varying approaches to evoking civic participation. The series follows the women's efforts to get their community informed, engaged, and inspired to act in one of the most important elections in American history. The satirical series, because it does sound hilarious, does it not, provides powerful insight and edgy social commentary on the current political climate and the choices black women face this fall. Have you noticed in the last 2 days some John Oliverisms have crept into my delivery? I noticed it when I recorded yesterday's show that I started doing these little asides, and I just did one there where I did the, and that sounds hilarious, doesn't it? Anyway, I like to admit who I'm stealing from. I also do the Conan O'Brien yeah move where I'll be like, hey, here's a headline. Yeah, it says blah, blah, blah. That yeah, total lift from Conan O'Brien. I admit it. Back to the OWN thing. You know, I like mocking press releases. Well, we're always looking for unique voices and innovative ways to tell stories that matter to our audience, and we're excited that for the first time, OWN is creating animated comedy shorts with the talented storyteller Manura Sophia Jones. The series not only entertains and engages, but communicates a critical message about the importance of voting. Our viewers will instantly relate to these characters as they deal with the real-world issues and concerns impacting black women. It's a cartoon on OWN. And Vulture says, if you watch one thing today, let it be this. Seth Meyers interviewing a long-dead, newly-discovered Egyptian mummy. Okay, I'm already in, but it turns out the mummy is actually Andy Samberg wearing toilet paper. And I love Andy's stuff. Everything he does is awesome, right? That's not me being sarcastic. If I had said Adam Sandler, that would have been me being very sarcastic. I actually love everything Andy Samberg. If you come over to my house right now, there's a really good chance that I'm watching The Bash Brothers on Netflix. Really good chance. Seth says, a few weeks back, 13 mysterious mummies were discovered in an Egyptian well. So Sandberg's mummy shows up and says, sorry, but I just got woken up after 25 years of full-on snoozing. I mean, I was in a deep REM. Seth says, you seem pretty lightly wrapped for a mummy. And the mummy says, yeah, I'd usually have more, but got to conserve the TP because of the demic. That's pretty funny. So check that out. All right, tomorrow, speaking of Adam Sandler, who's not Andy Samberg, speaking of Adam Sandler, big Adam Sandler episode tomorrow. Yeah, I pre-tape Saturday early in the week, and you'll hear it tomorrow. Sunday's a normal episode, and Sunday, new episode of the weekly comedy thing drops on Live by Live. If you haven't heard this week's, you can listen right now in Live by Live, Live X Live in your app store. It's free, and you can hear me play some comedians in between news stories like the ones I do here on the podcast, and there are comedy stations over there as well. You can stream comedy all day long for free if you want, and that's it. As for this, thank you. Another big week of listening. Really appreciate it. Subscribe and all that, but you probably already do.